Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and extra smart looking, because she had glasses on just now, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Frog, cat got your tongue, Elisa?
No.
Are you nervous?
No.
I didn't think so. I think you're beyond that stage of the game.
I hope so.
I got to tell you something. I got to get something off my chest, really, right up front.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. You know, I go to iTunes and check to see if anybody recently has commented about the show. And we always get good comments from listeners who take the time to truly put their real opinions about the show. And, you know, the most common complaint I get about the show, is this is a great show. It's full of great information. Sometimes Carl gets a little loose with his rants. And a lot of times people will say there's a lot of commercials.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what can I do? I mean, I this is a radio show. We have advertisers. That's how we pay the bills.
Exactly.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, I'm not selling books. I'm not an MLM pusher. I'm not selling Protandim. You know, a lot of people out there selling Protandim now, which is a nice antioxidant, but it's made with stuff that you can get anywhere. But it's a big MLM, you know. And so I'm not selling Protandim. I'm not selling my own books. I'm just doing the show, and this is how we make money. So I'm over there at iTunes. And you're already glazed over. Are you getting ready for this? I'm over there at iTunes and I'm reading the posts, and all of a sudden, and everybody's got, you know, four or five, stars.
Yeah.
Then I come to this one. So far, it's not reliable. Okay. I'm thinking, okay, let me see this. Two stars. And this is from a person who calls themselves Callan Stanny. Stanni, Callan Stanny. I don't know.
Is anything like calisthenics? Is that what it's supposed
know.
To mean?
Callan Stanny. I don't know. I'm sure that there's a reason that they use this name. And ironically, it was done on June 21st, which is a day that will go down in infamy. But anyway,
Callan, is it in California, San Diego, in California?
No, Callan Stanni.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I actually think I know who did this.
Okay. Well, go ahead with the story.
Okay. So it says, I've listened to two episodes so far. And the first one was a rant about Michelle Obama eating ribs. Now, first of all, this was done on June 21st. We talked about Michelle Obama eating ribs a long, long time ago, months ago.
And that's not all we talked about.
Right. Okay. How horrible she is for occasionally letting her kids eat ice cream and French fries. We talked about the kids that were at that dinner eating French fries and ice cream, not necessarily her kids, and how overweight she is. But of course, Rush Limbaugh looks pretty good, they put in quotes. And I've railed against Rush Limbaugh too. Okay. And how horrible it is that President Obama used to smoke. Okay, first of all, whoever you are, he still smokes. Okay? So you need to get your facts straight. Also, pork is healthy, but barbecue sauce is not. Yeah, why is that so hard to understand? Pork is healthy if it comes from naturally raised swine, but barbecue sauce is filled with sugar and chemicals, you jerk. So, of course, pork is healthy and barbecue sauce isn't, but in your small mind, I see you can't make the connection. And if you let your kids eat ice cream and French fries, where are they going to get their protein from? Gasp, this person writes, and I think it's a she. The next episode I listened to was all about taking diet supplements. It's all sales, ranting, and very little common sense. Now, This is clearly a shill. This is a perfect example of a person who does have a political agenda. Okay? Because
I... Well, this is an uneducated person. They don't listen to the show, obviously, if
no.
those are the only
no,
two
no,
shows
they
li- that they
no,
picked
no,
out.
No, this person... I'm going to tell you what this is. This person listens to the show, but wanted to say something bad about the show, just happens to be on that date that they wanted to say something bad about the show. So they picked two things out of context, and they decided to put a bad post on iTunes in hopes to turn people away. Ironically... Everything around that post is positive, but that one. So clearly this person looks like a person who has an axe to grind. It doesn't look like a real assessment of the show. But more importantly, we talk about so much more on this show than those two little things that this person took the time to point at. You know, and as far as political...
What diet supplement were you talking about?
Oh, who knows? Maybe one of our sponsors were on.
Oh, the fat burner patch.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah. And maybe this person should use the fat burner patch. I have a funny feeling. But anyway, but more importantly, this is trying to imply that I have a political agenda, okay? I do have a political agenda. You know what it is? Any politician, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Black, White, Hispanic... red, green, yellow, I don't care who they are. If they are standing in the way of American people staying healthy, having access to healthy food and not being forced a pharmaceutical agenda, then I'm against them. I don't care who they are. Okay. I liked Rand Paul until I found out that he voted no on the GMO labeling thing. I don't like him anymore. I'm like, okay, he's off my list now. Okay. So I have no beef with just President Obama and Michelle Obama. I have a beef with every politician who has slipped into office by making promises to American people and not keeping them. Period. End of story. That's it. If you are, and hopefully you're listening to this rant too, Colastani. Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
That really pissed me off. That's not all the show is about. Okay.
So is there any way that you can take that down?
No, or? Who wants to take it down? This person is the three posts above it and the three posts below it all have five stars and say nothing but stellar things about the show. Carl is king. This woman says here, the show has changed my life, lifestyle, incredibly accurate and life-saving info. Our boys will ask, would Carl eat this? Her children are asking, would Carl eat this?
Oh, that's incredible.
So whoever that lone dissenter is, shame, shame, we know your name, you're a shill. That's it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about Starbucks.
Yes. Wait, let me sip my coffee while you're doing
that. Yeah, you got Starbucks coffee today.
Yes, I know, it's poison. I know.
Now, I think Peter Rouse, Dr. Rouse, initially posted this picture of not-so-real ingredients at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Carlos Cordinas shared it because I saw it.
My boy CeeLo. CeeLo.
But anyway, so it got me thinking about Starbucks. So we started doing a little... information gathering about Starbucks. So it says that Starbucks coffee is not organic but conventional. And when you went to Starbucks today, what did they say?
I asked them, I said, is all of your coffee organic? And the girl said, oh no. She goes, only the ones that are marked. I said, well, which ones? And she said, well, we have this one right now. And she named it. And it's and she said, this is our only organic coffee right now. I said, are you brewing it right now? She said, no.
So when you go into Starbucks and you buy coffee, it's going to be conventional unless it specifically states that they're brewing organic.
Right.
And if they're not brewing organic that day, then you can't get organic coffee.
No, you're getting pesticide-laden coffee.
Which is something
I suspected about 5 or 6 months ago. I said, when I drink Starbucks coffee, it upsets my stomach. When I drink Heine Brothers coffee, which is a small... micro coffee brewing company here in town that imports their own beans, I don't have the same problem with my digestive problems. So I have a funny feeling that, you know, fair trade doesn't necessarily mean healthy. Because Starbucks is all about fair trade. Oh, we treat the farmers right. We make sure they make enough money on everything, that sort of thing.
Okay, so another thing I wanted to delve into a little bit deeper is what you drink. Do you drink decaf?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
I used to, but right now I'm drinking dark roast, which has less caffeine than the blonde coffees. The longer the bean is roasted, the less caffeine it has.
Okay, because here it says, in regard to their decaf, Starbucks decaf, did you know that conventional decaffeinated coffees are made decaf by soaking the beans with a chemical called ethyl acetate used in nail polish and glues, and something called methylene chloride.
Right. And they used to use a form of formaldehyde at one point in time. They used to actually use a form
of... And that's what makes it decaf?
Yeah, that's what leaches the caffeine out without changing the quote-unquote flavor of the bean.
You knew that, and you still drank decaf?
Yeah.
Is that a trick question?
But Michelle Obama drinks decaf. No, I'm not kidding.
No. Let's keep that out of this.
I know. I'm just joking.
Okay, so moving on. The Frappuccino contains caramel coloring.
And I just saw a woman coming out today with like the tallest like coffee drink with whipped cream all over it. And she was just strutting out. And I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me with that? Those coffee drinks are the worst. And people buy them for their kids. That's the worst
part. I know. I was just getting ready to say that. And it has caramel coloring in it.
Yeah.
The chocolate banana smoothie has high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, all of their, by the way, all of their syrups have high fructose corn syrup. And you know what? When you ask for flavor to be added to something, those flavored syrups are all corn syrup based.
Oh, the soy milk latte, which we all know you shouldn't be drinking the soy milk, but it has carrageenan in it.
Oh, great. So it gums up your stomach and causes a stomach. And by the way, just to touch base on the passing of Steve Jobs, do you know that people who eat high soy diets are exposed to something in soy called trypsin? And trypsin has been linked to a variety of different pancreatic disorders, including pancreatic cancer.
You're kidding.
No. Interesting.
So that is interesting. Okay, so here it also says that carrageenan can also be found in other Starbucks foods and products, or drink products, including cakes, scones, yogurt, and light frappuccinos.
Like, why do you have to put that stuff in yogurt? Oh, yeah, that's right. People want a certain texture, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's got to feel a certain way on their mouth, otherwise they don't like it.
Okay, iced lemon pound cake, sodium benzoate. Apple fritters has propylene glycol in it.
You know what they use propylene glycol? No, I'm thinking polyethylene glycol. I apologize. I retract that.
Okay, veggie and Monterey Jack breakfast sandwich has cellulose gum in it.
Wood.
Isn't that wood?
Yeah. Wood. Wood.
It just goes on. The list goes on and on.
I know. So the bottom line is, I've always known there's nothing healthy in Starbucks. There's nothing healthy in Starbucks. And unfortunately, I do drink their coffee. And every time I do get a cup of coffee there, I kind of obsess about it because I feel like I'm doing the wrong thing. But
well, why do you still do it then?
Because I like coffee.
Well, can't you just make it at home?
It just doesn't taste as good. I don't know why.
Because it doesn't have the pesticides in it.
That's it. I guess what I need to do is get a little can of Raid cockroach clean spray and just spray my coffee before I leave the house with it. That's all. And then I'll be able to, now it tastes like Starbucks coffee.
So now every time you get Starbucks coffee, I'm going to make you feel guilty about it.
Well, I'm going to have to cut it out. I obviously am.
Also, one more thing before we take our break, the oatmeal, which I thought was like the only thing that they serve that is,
marginally healthy.
Exactly. It has caramel coloring in it as well.
Yeah.
Why do you put caramel coloring in oatmeal?
Well, because people want oatmeal that looks different color than real oatmeal, I guess. They want brown oatmeal. I know. You know, I often wonder about the focus groups that they use. Like when they introduce a new food, they get a focus group together. They get a bunch of people, put them around a table, say, taste this. What do you, fill out this card. What did it taste good? Did it look good? Did it smell good? What would you change about it? And then they say, well, it's bland looking, or it doesn't taste creamy enough. These people that are in the focus groups, they dictate those foods and how they're going to be rolled out to the country. I'd like to see who's in the focus group. Are the people in the focus group sickly, obese, marginally healthy people? Are we really letting them dictate how food should look and feel and taste? Maybe that's part of the problem. Who's in the focus groups? And you got to believe that's who's in the focus groups, because who does the major consumption of these things?
Mm-hmm.
Those people.
So would it be safe to say that Starbucks is on the same level as McDonald's?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's yes, absolutely. There's nothing healthy in Starbucks. Nothing.
I don't want to see any more of those cups over
okay.
there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't drink Starbucks coffee anymore, more.
I'm trying to protect your health.
Okay, I will. I'll stop drinking Starbucks. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, the happier, more enjoyable Carl will be here.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Form X changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Form X. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Form X banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go. But nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
That hot new thing. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I didn't sleep good. I'm tired. What can I take?
Well, I think you could take something called Provigil.
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 Yeah.
Okay, so I would have a question.
But notice it's a play on it's a play on two words,
Provigil,
and being vigilant. Right. Exactly.
Okay. So when I read about this, it made me think of the movie that we saw one time called Limitless.
Yes.
It starred Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was a great movie, and he was taking a drug,
a very powerful nootropic that made you so insightful, so sharp, made your brain function so clearly that you were actually able to predict things that were going to happen.
And he was able to do so much better in his job and
focus,
make so much money.
Yeah,
and his life was just
great.
Know, yeah, it was awesome when he was taking this pill.
Right.
And the Provigil reminds me of that.
How so?
Well, it was, I saw the story on the news, and the guy that showed the story of a guy taking Provigil, and he was able to work for 20 hours.
Right.
And he gets so much more done at work.
Right.
And it's a drug that's prescribed for narcolepsy.
Right.
But people who don't have narcolepsy or problems with sleep are still using it because it enhances the mind. And
I know pilots that use it.
And I
got to bet over-the-road truck drivers are using it. You know, an over-the-road truck driver who gets paid by the mile, he's not making any money when he's sleeping in his cab over sleeper there. And so if he can drive for 20 hours straight, he makes a lot more money. And I'll bet you truck drivers are using Provigil, too. A lot of people are using Provigil who work those kind of jobs where staying up longer is necessary. You know, think of shift workers. I bet doctors are prescribing Provigil when they have to do, a 24-hour round at a hospital.
It says here that Provigil was first approved by the FDA as a treatment for narcolepsy. It was held because it was an alternative to stimulants, which are the only other treatment for narcolepsy. But the stimulants have a lot of side effects and were easy to build up tolerance to. But according to this article, it says that with long-term use of Provigil, it has a lot of side effects.
And I have to believe that. I was actually going to look to see if Provigil had a wiki page. I have to believe that Provigil, I guess the real name is modafinil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
The side effects included with Provigil are headaches, nausea, back pain, burning or tingling skin, rashes, hives, problems with breathing or swallowing, anxiety, depression, and hallucinations.
This is really interesting.
Why?
It doesn't work the way I thought it would. It actually works on the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade. Interesting. I have to read more about it. I thought immediately that it probably increased dopamine production. But I'm going to have to read the pharmacokinetics of this. This is an interesting drug.
It does say here that shift workers have been using it, and also the military has done some work with the drug.
There you go.
To see if it could help troops stay awake for extended periods of sleep deprivation.
Yeah, because once you come down off of it, I got to believe you literally crash like you would with anything that keeps you up for long periods of time. So
right.
That's really interesting. Really interesting.
It says that athletes have gotten into hot water overtaking the drug.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kelly White, a U.S. sprinter, tested positive for the drug and subsequently had her world track and field championship medals stripped away from her in 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, anytime you have something like this, there's got to be some sort of abuse of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I know for a fact that pilots use it, you know, airline pilots use it when they have to fly 4 or 5 days in a row. They get, you know, they're flying from one time zone to another, and then they're just getting 4 hours sleep, and then they have to get up the next morning and they have to fly out again. And Provigil helps them.
Right.
So, interesting. Very interesting. What else do you want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
I wanted to talk about a conversation that I had with a friend.
Okay, yeah, good.
I've been having these interesting conversations. So right now it's been in the news a lot about how the drought is causing the corn.
Corn crops are really, really,
really
getting
bad
punished
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And that's one of the major crops in the Midwest.
Right.
And it says that the groceries are getting ready, are going to start skyrocketing.
Right, because corn in one way or shape or another is in everything.
Well, with this conversation, that's what he said. He said, I guess we should expect our groceries to go up because corn is in everything.
Mm.
I said, well, corn isn't in anything that I eat. I said, I don't have corn, anything in my house nothing has corn in it.
Right.
And he said, well, how can that be? Corn is in everything. And I said, no.
No, it's in everything that man makes.
Right. And then we started talking about, you know, with the cost of gas and the transportation fees. And
right.
How they truck fruits from California, Florida to the Midwest.
Right.
And how that's going to go up. And I said, well, if you go to your farmer's market, then you're not going to have to pay
the Yeah, because the farmer just drove 7 miles to get to the farmer's market.
And he said, well, how can that be? And I said, well, I haven't bought eggs from the grocery store.
No, didn't he say, no, what he said to you was, well, surely you have to go to the grocery store for something, eggs or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he doesn't get it that the farmers, where the eggs come from. Like,
right.
Why go to the grocery store when you could buy them right from the farmer?
Exactly. And so, I mean, our conversation was, he just couldn't, I said, you know, you
couldn't
have
get his head around.
No, he couldn't wrap his head around. You can go to the farmer's market and get most everything that you need. You can get your beef, your chicken, your eggs, your cheese, your butter,
milk.
Your milk.
Right.
And he just couldn't.
All your produce.
Mm-hmm.
All your produce there. I mean, what else do you buy at a grocery store other than the things that you buy from your farmer? And that is man-made and processed foods. You can't get Hot Pockets at the grocery store. And you can't
at
get.
At the farmer's market.
At the farmer's market. Thank you. And you can't get a pre-made, loin of pork that is already, marinated and cooked and wrapped in plastic that you just cut open and put in the oven for 15 minutes before the guests arrive. You can't get those things. I mean, clearly you can't get any of those things, but you can get a loin of pork from your farmer. You just have to marinate it yourself and cook it from scratch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You can't get any of those things from the farmer's market. But then again, who the hell wants that stuff?
Well, it's just interesting to me because as we talked last week, some people, you know, we were talking about my friend last week that she just couldn't understand, she won't take vitamins or whatever.
Right.
People just don't have an open mind.
Right.
He has a farmer's market right in his yard, in his neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, it's probably a block away from where he lives.
Right.
And he doesn't attend it.
Right.
I don't know.
But he goes to the bars in the neighborhood, that's for sure. Those he can get to. He can't get to the farmer's market, but he can get to the bar. That's pretty interesting. We actually have to take a break.
Okay.
We're moving fast here. And when we come back, what are we going to talk about? Do you have anything in particular or you want to just wait to come back and surprise everybody?
Let's surprise everyone.
Okay. Because I have something I want to ask you if we could talk about during the break.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check it out. Going out on the lane night. Looking tight. Feeling nice. It's a cockfight. I can tell. I just know that it's going.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for six 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. What do you do about bread, Elisa? You know, I'm on this rant right now where, you know, eating seed foods is dangerous because nature provides protection for seeds through anti-nutrients.
Well, because I was having a conversation with my brother, and he said, how do you eat a sandwich?
Because you told him you got to stay away from grains, you told him.
I told him that they needed to stay away from grains, and he said, well, what do you do if you want to eat a sandwich? And what we do is we use lettuce, like the romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
I oftentimes put tuna salad into my romaine lettuce.
Roll it up.
And roll it up and eat it that way. And also, you know, this is interesting. I was looking at the Urban Farm and Gardeners page.
Right.
And they used a cucumber and they put turkey and it looks like some kind of like cream cheese or something.
Yeah.
And they used that as the sandwich.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Okay.
I'm going to try that.
But Ezekiel is the only bread that I think I would get behind from that standpoint, simply because it's sprouted, so it's no longer a seed. It is now transformed into a plant.
What about some of these low-carb breads or high-protein breads?
I don't know. You know what? I guess, you know, I'm an 80-20 guy. I guess if I was looking for a high-protein bread and I understood the ramifications of eating a grain-based bread, but I did it occasionally. I'd rather have something that had high protein in it, so I was getting adequate protein for my diet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, Ezekiel's not bad. I think it's got 5 grams of protein per slice, doesn't it, as I recall?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, okay, it's not, you know, 14 grams or whatever, but...
But the problem with, well, there is like a sesame seeds Ezekiel bread, and you wouldn't eat that because it has seeds on it.
Well... I'm going to eat sesame seeds once in a while. I happen to love a candy made out of sesame seeds called halva, which is ground up sesame seed and sesame seed oil. It's just a block of like pulverized sesame seeds. And I love those. They're so good. So, I mean, there is the 20% rule, but overall, I try to avoid anything that is a seed based food because I know that it has anti-nutrients in there to protect the seeds from animals and predators eating it.
Right.
So
okay, so what about like the crackers that are made out of rice?
I don't think rice is a seed.
No, it
right?
Right.
I mean, you can't plant a piece of rice. Maybe you can. I don't know. I don't know enough about rice. I would have to ask. I would have to defer to somebody who does understand rice better.
Okay.
But I like those. The ones you're talking about are actually made out of
nuts,
almonds and
brown
rice. Yeah,
right.
Which are really good.
Yeah.
But you know, what are you going to do? I try my best. But there are definitely deviations there because there's certain things that I like.
Okay.
I want to talk about something else that we weren't prepared to talk about.
Okay.
For those of us who are on this journey to improve the quality of our health and our life, we quite often become juxtaposed to people who we've had lifelong friendships with. And I know that this has happened to you several times just recently. And I'd like to talk to you about it on the air because I have a feeling that there are people in the audience that are experiencing this or have experienced it as well.
Okay.
Where you have a friend that's a friend of yours for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that you're on this journey, this quest to maintain or even improve your health as you age, look good as you age, be stronger as you age. And they inevitably have a conversation with you and I'm not just talking about you, Elisa, I'm saying with the people in the audience, that somehow says, well, our lives are going in different directions.
I've had two girlfriends in, within the last 6 months say that to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you analyze your lives,
right,
what's really changed is your quest for optimal health and your desire to get into the gym and be a strong woman.
Mm-hmm.
And for lack of better terms, you're getting younger and they're getting older. They're getting disorders. They're complaining about, like, and you don't, what really has changed between you and them is you can't commiserate with them when they go, oh, I'm depressed, my hair is thinning, my memory is going, and you're not going back to them and going, yeah, mine too. Instead, you're going, I'm getting stronger, I just added 9 pounds of muscle, I shedded a total of 15 pounds of fat, I'm getting ready to do a bikini competition, my life is thriving, and theirs isn't. Isn't that really the divide? And all of us out there, I mean, I know it, this isn't just us. I know that there's people in our audience who probably have friends who remain friends but at arm's length now because they're not willing to go out and get hammered on a Friday night because they want to get up Saturday morning and train.
Mm-hmm.
They're not willing to eat crappy food and put on the fat and not willing to go down the road of illness just so they have something common to talk about with their friends.
Right. It's a difficult situation because the two girlfriends that I'm speaking of are very close to me. And it does hurt my
You thought
feelings.
One of them was a sister of you. Like you treated her like she was a
yeah.
sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she told you, we don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
And when you look at what you don't have in common, it's the direction, your direction to health and hers away from it.
Right, right. And actually, that reminds me of a situation. We went to a pool party at her house not too long ago, and we got there late because we went to dinner prior to getting over there. And everybody there had been drinking so much.
Right.
She was slurring her words.
Right.
The men that were there all had really huge bellies.
Paunches, right?
Yeah, and it just made me feel like I didn't have anything in common anyway anymore.
Right.
You know? Not that I ever did.
And
I think maybe it was more trying to fit in, but I really never have. I don't know if that's the situation or not.
But see, and this is, and I think we all run into this at one point or another. I mean, I shared with you during my divorce a marriage counseling episode where the therapist actually said these words. Like after listening to my ex go off about what was wrong with the marriage and listened to me talking about my side of things, she looked at me and looked at my ex and she said, I see what the problem is. He's getting younger and you're getting older. And my ex stood up and just exploded and walked out.
Why is it people aren't happy for you when you go through this journey?
Because it imposes a responsibility. If you knew that you were making yourself sick, okay, and someone is standing in your face going, look how healthy I am. Look at, I'm making myself healthier. I feel better than I did before. I'm looking better than, that's a reminder that you're not doing those things. You have a choice then. You have to, if you have to either take responsibility and go, okay, I have to do this. Or you have to get away from them so that they're not a constant reminder that you're not doing it. Those are the choices.
Well, and with both people that I'm speaking of, I've offered to help if I could. And I didn't do it in a, you know, I just offered to whatever I know to share with them.
Right. But in the words of my mother, Florence, who is not doing well right now.
Flo.
She used to always tell me that when you give somebody something before they ask for it, it doesn't have any value.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right on. When you offer to help somebody when they didn't ask for help, it has no value. When they ask you for help and then you say, okay, I'll help you, then it has a value.
Well, that's one of them did ask me for help.
And then she changed her mind.
I think so.
When she realized that she was actually going to have to do something,
uh-huh.
She changed her mind.
But that the story you just told reminds me of a story when we were out to dinner one night and I ran into a friend's brother. And he looked at me and he said, well, my brother is just getting older and you're getting younger.
See?
What's going on here?
Right. And I know all of us out in this audience, we are a very, very unique and select group of people. And I have to tell you that. And it's actually a lonely path because there's people that we've had in our lives forever that are going to choose not to be in our lives because we're a current reminder that you have a choice on whether or not you get sick and get weak and start to fail or not.
Or you can reverse things. Look at Charles Spencer's story. You know, you can, if there's some, and Carly Gomez.
Right.
You know, there are things that you can do if you're willing to do it.
Yeah. But most people aren't willing to put in the time and effort. And so that's why ignorance is bliss. They don't want to be reminded. But anyway, I just thought it was an interesting topic because I have a funny feeling that all of us at one point in a time or another said, I need to meet more like-minded people. I need to find, because we're all scattered all over the world in this audience. So it's not like you could just go up the street and say, hey, let's go grab a bite to eat. And I know that you're going to want to eat the same way I do. So it's not going to be a wrestling match on where to go eat. Or if I invite you over and I don't have bread and copious amounts of booze, you're not going to be disappointed and go, oh, he's no fun. So how do you find more like-minded people? I guess we have to start, you know, thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they're here. I know they're here. They're in all of our backyards. But how do you find them? That's the question.
Right.
Anyway. All right. Do you want to talk about something real quick before we go into a break?
Just real quick.
Yeah.
The FDA has now approved another obesity drug.
The second one in 13 years.
The second one this summer. And what I found interesting is this was an article in the local newspaper, but it's like a really small section of the newspaper.
Right.
And why are they, and I haven't heard anything about it on the news. Have you?
No.
Wonder why they're.
Well, probably because, first of all, it's highly ineffective. I think if that's the one I think it is, it had a very, very small effect on obese people. And then they always have side effects.
Well, until now, the drug had been called Qnexa, but now they changed the name to QSYMIA.
Yeah.
Why did they change the name?
Because QSYMIA means the name Qnexa is missing in action. MIA.
It says here that some experts are concerned that the drug raised the heart rates slightly in some patients. Mm-hmm. Slightly.
Why would they be worried if it just did it slightly? For them to say something, it must be more than we think.
Mm-hmm. It supposedly suppresses the appetite and increases the feeling of fullness. And is when it's used along with diet and exercise.
Yeah, this is the other thing about all this. It all requires diet and exercise. And that's why a lot of these drugs fail miserably. They fail because if people were willing to diet and exercise in the first place, they wouldn't need these flipping drugs. That's the problem. And diet implies, as Liam Tweed came on the other day and found himself after 37 years of being a hard training athletic type with insulin resistance because he was eating the way the dietitians tell you to eat. He was eating a grain-based diet. He was eating lots of carbs. The problem is none of these drugs are going to work because people aren't willing to exercise. And people are eating the wrong way because the government promotes the wrong way to eat. So this is never going to resolve itself unless people get smart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just never going to. And these drugs carry such terrible risks quite often. I mean,
I hope it's not another fen-fen.
It's going to be. You know it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. During the commercial break, go out and find a friend. We'll be right back.
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better.
Even better.
Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha-hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV, 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you see Professor Andro's blog post today?
I did. It's really good.
Why did I call him Professor Andro? It's Adele Musa. I apologize. I apologize, brother. He is my brother in Germany, and we got to get him here to the United States.
Yes,
but anyway.
We do. It looks really good. I've just kind of briefed it, but it looks really good.
You know what? There's a metabolite of glucosamine that actually increases mitochondria function and may benefit athletes. Very, very exciting. And yet another reason to take glucosamine. And GLC Direct has the best. They really do.
They really do. Yeah. I really like their glucosamine.
Yeah. Also need to plug AgeForce. AgeForce has a brand new amino acid patch. We'll be talking about it next week on the air. However, my listeners have a buy one, get one free opportunity. This is an essential amino acid patch plus L-tyrosine. And it will increase nitrogen retention, shown scientifically when injected to increase nitrogen retention. So anything that works on the inject usually works on the patch as well. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the buy one, get one free for the new amino acid patch today.
Okay. So I want to talk about sugar-free gum just for one second here.
Okay.
Well, do you ever chew gum?
Once in a while, yeah.
I think people who are dieting sometimes to, you know, keep...
When I lost my first 100 pounds, I used gum a lot. I used to throw a piece of sugar-free gum in my mouth immediately after eating a meal so that it cleansed my palate, almost like the same effect as brushing your teeth, so you don't hunger any more food. It kind of punctuates the meal.
Did you have any issues with the sugar alcohol in any of them? Or
no, I didn't.
What made me think about this was I chewed a gum the other day. I was at the vitamin shop, and they had some gum there on the counter. And
that
I
had B12 in it.
Had B12 in it, and I also had a sugar alcohol. I got some, and it upset my stomach.
Yeah, there's several sugar alcohols out there. Some of them are less tolerable than others. There's no doubt about it.
This one here that I'm looking at on the internet has sorbitol in it, and it says that It's been linked to gastrointestinal ailments, including indigestion, bloating, chronic diarrhea, and it has laxative-like effects.
Hey, that'll make you fun at a party. Give it out to everybody and then lock the bathroom door.
Well, then it also talks about gum-sweetened with stevia, that you should buy that, but I've never seen any. Have you?
No, I haven't, but that sounds like a good idea.
It does sound like a good idea. I would like to find that. I guess maybe Whole Foods or somewhere like that might have it.
Yeah, we'll have to look into it.
Okay.
FDA, uh-huh. What are they up to? Is that what you want to talk about next, did you say? No. What do you want to talk about next?
That's
Alisa?
Fine. Go ahead.
Oh, the FDA, what are they doing, Alisa? They're starting out with a new smart choice project where the FDA is going to actually inform people on what is healthy and what is not. Is there any truth to that at all?
Well, the FDA has a new front of package labeling initiative. It's called the Smart Choice Program,
right,
where they're going to have the manufacturers label like heart healthy foods that are supposedly good for you.
It's already doomed from the start. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Think about what we said at the beginning of the show. It comes in a package. If you have to look on the front of a package to find out if it's heart healthy or it's healthy choice, it's in a package. It means it was man-made. It's already doomed. It can't work. There's nothing healthier that comes in a package.
Okay, so this comes from the FDA's website. Under the leadership of Commissioner of Food and Drug, Margaret Hamburg, who is an MD, reliable nutritional labeling of food products is a top priority for the FDA. This statement was issued in October 2009.
Right.
It's a top priority, but it was 10,
issued 11, 12, 3 years later, right?
Exactly. They're encouraging food companies to review their labeling to ensure that they're in compliance with FDA regulations, and soon they will propose guidance for the industry regarding nutritional labeling on the front of packaging, which we just talked about, to help consumers choose healthier foods.
And it's going to be like the word natural, right? People look at things and go, oh, that's all natural. Well, you know, fecal matter is natural. It occurs in nature. That could be in your food. So who cares what natural? So the FDA is going to tell you at a glance that this is safe and healthy for you to eat. This is the same FDA that allowed the orange juice producers to feed us a antifungal that was found in orange juice that has been banned in the United States instead of making them get rid of all that orange juice. This is the same FDA that says a little arsenic is okay. This is the same FDA. I mean, do I have to go on, folks? The FDA has no business telling people what is healthy. They don't know what is healthy. All they know is to support their clients, which are the food manufacturers, and the food manufacturers don't care what's healthy. They just want to sell more crap and make profits. That's it. The FDA has no business telling us what's healthy. This is exactly the reason for the bumper sticker, I want the government out of my pantry. The government has no place telling us what's healthy because they're biased. They're biased against health.
Okay. Evidently, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention in July reported the processed food industry, with support from the American Heart and Diabetes Association, unveiled its Smart Choices program, which approves special labels for healthy foods. Among the products stamped Better Choices, here we go, were Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, and dozens of other candy for breakfast items.
Yeah. Better choices than what? Better choices than eggs and a glass of raw unpasteurized. Better choices than what, FDA? Better choices than what? I mean, I was going to say better choices than eating dirt, but actually eating dirt would be better than eating Fruit Loops.
It's crazy that they're able to say that, and the Diamond Walnuts cannot even say
they're heart healthy.
Heart healthy.
Right. This is yet another example of why the FDA needs to be dismantled once and for all. They need to be dismantled. I mean, we have an Occupy Monsanto movement going on, and Monsanto is going down fast. Everybody knows it. I mean, maybe within the next 4 or 5 years, Monsanto will be gone. How do we get rid of the FDA now? And how do we put all those SOBs in jail that are doing this to the American people, telling people that Fruit Loops is a healthy thing to eat? Really? Margaret Hamburg, you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed. Not only because of the lack of expediency that you're handling this project with, but your ability to be compromised by your clients. Your integrity is shot. Fruit Loops, healthy, Margaret Hamburg?
I didn't get to finish just a few minutes ago when we were talking about chewing gum. I wanted to just talk about fennel seeds for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm just going to buy a bottle of fennel seeds mm-hmm. and put them in my purse and chew that after dinner, because evidently they are supposed to be really good for you. They freshen your breath. They help you digest food. They taste a little bit like licorice,
yeah,
I think.
Which is good for right after, because they even have black licorice mints that you get at the higher end restaurants, you know.
It says here that chewing fennel seeds as an after-dinner digestive aid is no secret. It's been used for many years in Asia for medicinal purposes. It's proven to prevent gas, heartburn, bloating, and upset stomach, freshen your breath, improve eyesight, relieve hypertension, and help with coughs and bronchitis.
Right. And if you're bored, it can actually help you occupy the time. Have you ever tried to get a fennel seed out from between your teeth? For those of us who are Italian and have eaten a lot of Italian sausage, which usually has fennel seeds in it, you get a fennel seed stuck between your teeth, it's a good half hour's worth of fun trying to get it out.
And you can swallow them, too. So.
Yeah, that is. They're healthy, right?
I think I'm going to try some fennel seeds.
Okay, that sounds good. We actually have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Bill Gates, the liar, and his allegiance to Monsanto. I'm actually going to post a blog post later today that I need people to share. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Due to popular demand, LG Sciences has brought back the Trifecta Pack and made the most hardcore muscle-building, strength-gaining stack of anabolic pro-hormones even better. Now it includes Methyl-1D plus 5-alpha hydroxy for greater strength gains and aggression. MMV 3 Master Draw, reborn now with Epiandrostane, and round it all off with Formadrol with nettle extract for improved PCT. And all of this in a new highly bioavailable liquid delivery system that outperforms pills by up to 250%. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about LG Science's new Trifecta Pack today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com.
SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21DayFit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21DayFit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21DayFit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Bill Gates is a liar.
Is he?
Yes, he is. He's a big fat liar. Well, he's not fat.
Why do you say that? Well, he might be skinny fat. You don't know.
Yeah, he probably is. You're right. Bill Gates spoke in front of the International Fund for Agricultural Development in Rome, Italy, not too long ago, and was quoted as saying, if you care about the poorest, and you care about agriculture, we believe that it's possible for small farmers to double and in some cases triple their yields in the next 20 years while preserving the land by promoting genetically modified crops. And nothing could be further from the truth. And we're seeing that now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself, what is Bill Gates doing in this realm? Why does, when somebody gets a certain amount of money, do we automatically look to them and think, oh, they must have the answers for everything? Bill Gates is really good at computers, folks. He doesn't know anything about saving the world and nutrition or any of that sort of stuff. The reality is that if you look at Monsanto and what they've done with genetically modified crops early on and where it ended up today, the corn borer is now resistant to Roundup. So now they have to go to stronger pesticides and more pesticides. The weeds are stronger. So now they have to go to stronger pest of herbicides and more herbicides. But more importantly, when you talk about feeding the world, because that's what Bill Gates likes to talk about, we have to feed the world. We have a responsibility to feed the world. First of all, it's debatable whether or not we already have enough food to feed the world, because we probably do. But let's just look at this notion that somehow genetically modified crops are going to be the answer to feed the world. When we talk about feeding the world and we talk about the poorest farmers in third world countries, we have farmers that they have no money at all. Do you recognize that most farmers will take the seeds from a crop and save them to next year and replant them? So they're leveraging their investment. They can keep using those seeds.
But they can't do that.
Right.
Because of Monsanto.
They have to pay a licensing fee to Monsanto every year that they reuse their own seeds.
That makes no sense.
So you're saying to me, okay, we have the poorest farmers in the world, and we're going to take away a way that they can currently reuse their seeds, right, by gathering their own seeds and using those seeds the next planting season, and we're going to make them buy new seeds every single year effectively by giving them a licensing fee to reuse the seeds that they gather.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the word is out now. It costs more money per acre of genetically modified soybean and corn. This is according to Iowa's statistics, who keeps very, very close records of this. It costs more money because of the added pesticides you have to use in herbicides because the GMO is not working.
Well, and then think about the environment, the added pesticides that are...
And you know what? I'm not even going to add... that's going to be... People say, oh, well, let's just look sheerly at economics.
Okay.
I'm not going to debate whether or not GMO is bad for you. I'm not going to debate whether or not it's bad for the environment. Let's just go strictly from the numbers. In order to feed the world, you have to come up with a less expensive way for poor farmers to produce more. GMO is not it. GMO is a more expensive way. And get a load of this. We've been doing GMO soy and corn for quite some time now. You'd think that we'd have it down. You know what the yield is per acre? The difference between a non-GMO soy crop and a GMO soy crop is about $8 an acre. You get about $8 an acre more yield
from
a GMO crop than you do. But when you weigh in the added dollars, that's for selling it. So in other words, like a bushel of GMO soy will get, let's say, $208. and a bushel of non-GMO soy will end up yielding about $186. Okay? So when you weigh that against the added cost of having to pay for your seeds every single year over and over again, and the added cost of all of the pesticides and herbicides, it's not more profitable. It's going to be a greater financial burden to the farmers in the poorest countries to have to use GMO. Now, here's the worst part. GMO is being promoted right now. I'm being told, but people are saying, well, according to statistics, more and more farmers are using GMO now here in the United States. Not by choice. There's farmers out there who have no choice but to use GMO because everybody around them is using GMO and they know what's going to happen. If they don't use GMO, their crops are going to be infested with GMO and they're going to have to pay for it anyway. So they go, what the hell? I just have to plant GMO. Everybody else is, because otherwise it's going to cross-pollinate. And I'm going to end up having Monsanto come in here telling me to either destroy my crop or pay them. I mean, it's atrocious what's happening. Bill Gates needs to focus on making Windows better. It still crashes and it gets attacked by more viruses than anything else. Get out of agriculture, Bill, and focus on what you need to focus on, your damn computers. And stop trying to tell people how to feed the world. Because you're lying. GMO is more expensive. It's going to produce a greater financial burden at a less yield for the poorest farmers in the world. The only people that are going to benefit from GMO are Monsanto and Cargill and companies like that that have dollars invested in this genetically modified crop science. Shame on you and shame on Monsanto. You know what? I hope, I really hope this happens. I hope that the dissension against Monsanto starts to backfire on Bill Gates and people start looking for alternative operating systems other than Windows because Bill Gates is a Monsanto disciple. And I hope that his focus groups go, you know what, Bill? Since you've aligned yourself with Monsanto, sales are down and people don't like Windows anymore, I think you better get out of the agriculture business. You and Melinda should invest in something else and stay away from agriculture because we're losing sales now. And you'll see how fast he'll pull out of backing Monsanto with his baloney. Anyway, okay.
Okay.
And that's another rant for Colestani. Hopefully Colestani isn't a friend of Bill Gates too. Somehow turn that into a political issue. Anyway, that's it for Casual Friday.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio, and thank you for putting up with all of the rants that I do on Casual Friday. It gives me a chance to get it off my chest, okay? So we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.